Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Up Until. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Bill Brandt's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 10 years. Bill, we'll have to get you back for sure in April and celebrate your 10th anniversary.
I'll be happy to do it.
Yeah, Bill Brandt's the president of DSI, Development Specialists Incorporated. Bill, tell the audience a little bit about your company.
DSI is probably one of the oldest, if not the oldest, restructuring and management consultants in the country, Jim. What we try and do is take organizations that are having problems, you know, get them straightened out, put them back on the road, and fix the wheels and put them back on. So we've had a fair amount of success.
Could we hire you to go to Washington and fix the government? Why don't we just hire? Why don't we do that? I mean, after 10 years, why haven't I already thought about this, Bill?
Jimmy, the line everybody uses on me is, "Gee, I wish the government ran like a business." And I start laughing when I hear that, because if business ran like the government, your CEO and your board would be up for election every 2 years, not in staggered terms, and would have to pander to the shareholders. Big difference, right. And that's the issue, is the accountability that you have to have in government that often in the corporate world you can skate a while by.
Good point. Hey, Bill, we've talked about the economy as an issue in the election. We've talked about the organization, how big a deal the organization is going to be in the election. There's another entity out there. There's another concept out there called super PACs. Tell us about what they are, where they came from, and how big a deal they're going to be this year, and are they a good thing?
Like everything else, what's old is new, Jimmy. We've had something we call IE in politics forever, and that stands for independent expenditures. If you didn't want to deal with somebody's campaign or didn't want to be kept in their donations in the years gone by, you could buy a bunch of commercials and run them on your own dime, having no coordination with the campaign, and say whatever you wanted to say, which might inadvertently more than support the candidate. For those of you who have longer memories, the Swift boat stuff that was run in August of 2004 against John Kerry was IE. Well, since the decisions by the Supreme Court, that sort of morphed into these super PACs, where now people realize they can put more money in independent expenditures, unconnected to the campaigns in theory, and do what they want to do. I was thinking that this was going to be initially somewhat of a encapsulated event, and we try it out and see if it worked, but the dam has broken. I am convinced that the new soft money for this decade, as we all talked about soft money in the 90s, the new soft money will be the super PAC. Now, going back to the conversation you and I just had in the last segment, what this does for the campaigns means that you know, most of campaign fundraising is a wealth transfer between your donors and television stations, with you only as the middle person or the middleman, so you can buy TV time. If these super PACs continue to go where they're going, that'll mean that the campaigns, what they can buy by way of television, will pale in comparison to the super PACs. And I suspect it will mean that campaign money will now be used more towards the micro-targeting we're talking about in the last segment. And the super PACs will handle the heavy television air war.
Two things, Bill. Well, is this a good thing in general? But specifically, could super PACs either, you know, morph from helping the candidate, because they've got the ability to do that, to actually, you know, getting out of control and hurting the candidate? What do you think?
Everything can get out of control and hurt the candidate. I'm the rare Democrat. I view this as a First Amendment issue. I agree with the Supreme Court decision. My fellow Democrats want to tar and feather me, but I in terms of money and politics, I think the American public is better educated than that. We've all been bombarded with television now for 60 years. We can figure it out. Everything has a possibility of getting out of hand, but I think that there will be some public revulsion, I suspect, to certain oversteps on the part of some super PACs, and when that happens, there'll be a self-correcting mechanism. But unlike most Democrats, I'm okay with the Supreme Court decision. I understand that the Republicans will have more to spend than we will because they're richer, but we'll find a way.
Had to get that shot in there, didn't you? Hey, Bill, who does the Obama administration fear the most?
I think that I think David Plouffe and Axelrod and those guys are true aficionados of organization. And I think if they had to speak their heart of hearts, they would tell you that You know, they won with organization in 08. They know that Romney has the best organization. I think they fear any candidate who catches an ideological wave like, you know, Santorum might. But in the end, they have a healthy respect for Romney's organization and the money and infrastructure that's been built over 6 years to put it together. And I think, you know, to the extent they fear anybody, I think they probably fear that organization.
Right. Well said. Hey, Bill, thank you again for being here. Always a pleasure. What a great tour you've given us of the election year. Thank you for doing that. Come back again real soon.
I will, Jimmy. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen. B-R-A-N-D-T is how you spell his name. You want to check out his website, dsi.biz. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.